Lincoln Huff is the Republican nominee for Greene County Commissioner District 2. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
You're currently the representative of Missouri's 135th House District, which encompasses East Central Springfield, and just wrapping up a third term. Before we get to why you're running for this seat, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, I've been a lifelong resident of Springfield and Greene County. My family actually goes back about seven generations in Greene County, a few more if you throw Dallas County in. My dad's family was from up around there, a few generations further back even than our Greene County folks. But Springfield's always been, it's always been home for me. And I've been, I've been fortunate enough to serve in the legislature for, like you said, the last almost 6 years. And feel like that's given me a pretty good background moving into this county commission role. My focus in Jefferson City has been economic development and primarily budgetary issues. And obviously given what's going on with the county right now, with some stresses, I would say, between, financial obligations, between our criminal justice system and things like that, I feel like I've got a pretty decent background moving forward in that role.
And so, if I'm understanding you correctly, you felt like you could better serve the county rather than the state legislature again for another term?
I mean, I very much enjoyed and quite honestly was honored to serve for the last 6 years up in Jefferson City, in what was first 140th Legislative District, which encompassed part of kind of northeastern Springfield and then southeastern Greene County. Then after the 2010 census, that district was redrawn and renumbered to the 135th. It was pushed into all of eastern Springfield is what I call it. I have about the eastern third of the city of Springfield in my current legislative district. And working in Jefferson City, I think, gives you a very good idea of the complex nature of issues that are facing, government entities across the country. Now, truth be told, my wife and I have a three-year-old, a little guy named William, at home. And this was a very good time, I think, and a very good opportunity for me to come home and spend the nights in my own home. It's kind of tough on young families when you're gone three or four nights a week half the year. And so I'm looking forward to, being a little closer to my family, but two, being closer to the people of this area also.
Okay. Just expand upon what you mentioned a few moments ago, how you can take that legislative experience and apply it to the county.
Sure. Well, I mean, this, budget issues are not anything new to me. Whenever I first got my appointment to our overall House Budget Committee, I remember vividly having the conversation with the Speaker because I asked to be put on that position. We had an opening because a member of the majority party had been elected mayor of St. Charles County, and she was leaving, and I went to the Speaker and I said, I know it's going to be tough to put a freshman on that committee, but if you can do it, I'd appreciate the opportunity. Now, his conversation back to me was, or his response was, Lincoln, you do know that this year we're going to cut $500 million out of general revenue. Next year, the budget doesn't look a whole lot better. Are you sure this is something that you want to do? And I assured him I did, because I come from the field of thought that if you're not at the table, you've heard the statement, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. And I feel like even in tough budget times, if you don't have someone representing your area and fighting for your interests, sometimes you can be on the menu, so to speak. And so moving forward with the county, we're hopefully, and I know I've met with our budget director at the county, Jeff Scott, already, but we're not in a position currently that we were at the state level whenever I went on that budget committee. But, the short answer to your question is, having that background and having been through that scenario a few years already in Jefferson City, I think gives me a leg up on moving forward with budgetary discussions at the county level.
So you understand side effects of having to kind of go back before you can go forward, it seems.
Sure, sure.
Well, let me talk about that a little bit more, because the county has been considering placing a tax hike on the April ballot to generate more revenue, for one example. Would that be something you're in favor of, or what alternative methods would you propose to increase the county's revenue stream?
So I think the the real question here for me is, what does that county tax look like? Because I have not seen a final version, and I think that's one reason that maybe the ball has been a little bit slowed down moving up the court with this idea, is that I think, from my understanding, our county officials are still working through what they're wanting this tax to look like. And, I mean, some of the questions that I personally have are, I mean, pretty simple. Is this a dedicated tax? Is this something that we have a, you know, criminal justice is obviously the hot topic for the city and for the county right now, just because of the strains that we have on that entire system. Is this something that we're looking at as a county to remedy a specific issue with the criminal justice system, like we have in the past when we've done law enforcement sales tax, you know, for, you know, specific numbers of officers, for, excuse me, for, you know, specific numbers of prosecutors, things like that. I have been involved in these discussions, both at the state and county level, long enough to know that there's not a silver bullet here. Okay, this criminal justice issue is not, we need, you know, one more judge and then everything's going to be fixed, or we need one more public defender and everything's going to be fixed. Senator Wasson and myself and a number of colleagues worked over the last couple of years to put two new judges in the 31st Judicial Circuit. Now, we've also, in the last half dozen years, put more prosecutors in our Greene County Prosecutor's Office. We've put more officers patrolling the county and on the streets. And we still have the strain on the system. So in my opinion, this is something that has to be looked at holistically. Getting back to the tax that the county commission has been talking about for the last several months, my first question, like I said, is it a dedicated revenue source for a specific problem? Number two, is it something that we're talking about sunsetting? About the only way we've been able to do any of these types of tax proposals in Jefferson City, and they're always tough, is by putting a sunset on them, because people like the opportunity to go back and revisit and make sure these things are working for the citizens as best that everyone, you know, can see. I mean, a perfect example of this is we've got a stormwater and parks tax on the ballot tomorrow, and that comes up every so often because people like to revisit those things and make sure they're still doing what they are intended to do.
I wanted to go back to criminal justice. You touched on that a moment, mm-hmm. and one of the more noticeable issues facing Greene County concerns overcrowding at the jail, which has, of course, as we've learned, created a lot of tension between the city and county, even leading to an ongoing lawsuit. What's your stance on finding a solution suitable for both sides?
Well, I very much appreciate the situation that our sheriff's in, and also, you know, the municipalities in this county. That being said, I feel like we all serve the same people, and we're all in this criminal justice stranglehold together. So we all need to come to the table, and we all need to sit down and talk about things that can work for everyone. I mean, I know there's been a lot of discussion about this 1997 agreement between, you know, a former county commission and a former you know, mayor and city council from Springfield and all this stuff, but we need to, as a community, because, look, everyone who's in an elected office around here is serving, in my opinion, the same people. We all have the same constituency. We have the same issues, and we need to work together collaboratively to find creative solutions moving forward. If that is, if it is a tax moving forward, then we need to look at what's the most fair way to put that together to help not only the county, but all the municipalities within the county.
If you're elected, you'll likely come into office as this situation is getting close to the finish line of being resolved.
Isn't that lucky? That's just good timing, right?
how would you go about patching up any of those relationships if needed?
Well, I mean, I think I've got the reputation in Jefferson City as a person that, you know, doesn't necessarily care about getting the credit. I just want the work to be done. I just want people to be taken care of. Like I said, I'm not one of these lawmakers that needs to be patted on the back and, you know, needs to be told, you know, you're doing a great job and you're really helping us out. I just want the work to be done. So, again, together, collaboratively finding a solution that, you know, maybe is more of a creative approach, you know, moving forward for the city and the county together. That's what I'm looking for.
What other issues would you want to address if elected to the commission?
Well, like I said, my focus in Jefferson City being primarily financial and budgetary items, that's one of the reasons I've met with our county budget director already and kind of gone through some of the numbers. We've done some things in the last several years, I think, to make these our county workforce streamlined, but also we've moved in the right direction of getting some of their salaries pushed in the right direction. I mean, most of these positions across the county, if you look at them for like-sized municipalities around the country, we are a lower-paying county for our workforce, and I'd like to see that improved, because you can look at statistics all day long at how much money it costs to train the workforce to do the work that provides the service for our communities, and if they only stay for 12 or 16 or 18 months, then the added expense of training that new hire, you know, a year and a half after you just train someone, that eats into your budget very quickly. I want employees to come to the county, and I want them to have a comfortable work environment and know that we are going to, you know, we are going to buckle down. We are going to do the work. This isn't an easy job, but you are going to be appreciated and compensated for the work that you do.
I'm curious to get your thought of what it's like to see a contested race for your House seat, knowing you voluntarily decided not to run for re-election.
Yeah, I call it being self-term limited. Because everyone, when you first get elected, everyone talks about, oh, yeah, so you're going to be in the legislature for 8 years. You know, you can do all this great stuff, blah, blah, blah. We're up every 2 years. So, you know, not everyone always serves their entire 8 years. And like I said, I've very much enjoyed Jeff City. I'm not swearing Jeff City off in the future. You know, if something were to happen, you know, moving forward, it's not something that I'm going to say I never want to do again. But it's a tough district. It's a pretty competitive district. Since it was redrawn in 2010, it's not nearly as Republican as it was when I first was elected, and so I've been through two re-elections in the, you know, quote unquote new district, 135th, and so I think we've got two good candidates. I mean, I think both of the candidates are working hard, and I've seen their signs all over the neighborhoods, and I've talked to neighbors who've had them visit them. So we'll see what happens after tomorrow around 8 o'clock, I guess, when our county clerk starts getting some returns in.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's pretty much covered. Scott, I really appreciate the time and you guys putting these candidate kind of forums together like this and getting the word out. That's great that you guys do it.
Thank you for taking the time. Representative Lincoln Huff of the 135th House District seeking Greene County Commissioner District 2 seat. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks.